Our last report this week comes from Baxter.
Hello, this is Margot,
Annie,
and Natalie
from Mr. Sipper's fourth grade class in Baxter, Minnesota.
Here are our observations for the week of
May 20th through May 24th.
Here are our
birds.
For this week, we saw a Tennessee warbler and a tree swallow on the 20th.
And guess what, Annie? On the 21st, our class saw a house wren and a female indigo bunting. Oh, what did you see, Natalie?
Oh, I didn't see anything. But our friend Avery and her class observed a large mound of robin circling a feeder.
Wow!
Wait!
We also saw a lark sparrow.
And a yellow-throated warbler.
On the other hand, we saw some pretty interesting plants.
Yeah, like a bloodwort.
And a bellwort also on the 23rd.
On the 24th, we saw a barn swallow.
For the weather, the whole week was cool and wet.
And now, all the reporters are going to say what they love and learned about phenology.
This is Sophia. When I leave Baxter Elementary and going to the middle school, what I'm going to remember about phenology is when you see a new bird and that feeling inside you that you is like you just won a gold medal at the Olympics. Before I had Mr. Sipper as a teacher, I had absolutely no idea what a red-winged blackbird was called. And so many more birds. This is Sophia signing out for now, and hopefully not forever. Have a great summer. Keep observing. It's more fun than you think.
This is Annie. I loved and learned how much easier it is to identify birds, plants, and a lot of other cool things. I pay a lot more attention to nature.
This is Natalie. I learned about nature can hide so many animals, like animal adaptations. It got me to look for camouflaged birds, insects, and basically any animal. I pay attention to all of nature now. I learned and loved that. I remember when I was barely in thought of nature, but now it's a wonderland to me. This is Natalie signing out. For now, but hopefully not forever.
Something I learned about phenology is how to identify nature, like trees, birds, flowers, and wild plants. But something I love about phenology is how much more time I spend outside enjoying all the beautiful things and learning while I am enjoying life.
This is Anna. I learned that I can ID birds and not just say, that is a cool bird, or I wonder what kind of bird that is. I know I pay much more attention to birds now. I'm glad that Mr. Sipper taught us about identifying birds.
This is Kennedy, and for the past 3 months, I've been able to identify birds faster than I ever have before. With Mr. Sipper's help, every day we learned about new birds and how to identify them with their shape, size, habitat, and lots more. So now when I see a new bird in the summer, I will try to contact Mr. Sipper. This is Kennedy, signing out for now, and hopefully not the last. Bye. Oh yeah, by the way, make sure to check for birds in the summer.
This is Atlee. I'm so happy that our class got Mr. Sipper as a teacher for the remaining 3 months of this year. Now that he introduced us to phenology, I will never just see a bird outside. I will see a bird and I will be eager to learn about it. And I learned new skills that I would have never known. My favorite memory would have to be while we are practicing our phenology reports. Mr. Sipper always made sure we had fun while learning new skills. This was Atlee, signing out for now and hopefully not forever. Bye!
Wow. Mr. Sipper, you've got to be very proud. Those kids are wonderful. And I understand that all of that was done without the guidance of the teacher. He teaches them about the birds. They compose their own phenology report. And theirs was a bit long today, but it was so satisfying to hear how those kids have had their eyes open to nature. And I hope that that's occurring for all of you out there today. Yeah.